It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
I'm just telling you that it would be awesome to hear dueling banjos done with, like, flamenco. Da-lum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-olé. Probably wouldn't sound like that, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, no, it'd be a little more, you know, flamenco-y. I do like flamenco-y. This song.
Money talks.
And it don't sing and dance. And
sing along.
It don't walk.
I have a dream.
Monday sing along.
I have a dream that all these people coming by will be singing.
I'd rather be
forever in blue jeans.
First concert I ever saw.
Really? Boingo was mine.
At McNichols Arena.
Money talks.
Honey sweet.
Honey
it
sweet.
Ain't nothing next to baby's treat.
Forever in blue jeans.
Pardon me, I do a pretty good Neil Diamond impression.
You know, I don't, as you've probably heard from the time when I had a woman stricken with cancer come up on stage with me while
yes.
I was singing. That's an unfortunate event that everyone thinks is an awesome highlight of my life because it was so awesome, and it just was not. I'm still scarred by that.
Well,
all enthusiasm for
a
all
dying woman felt bad for you because you were.
I'm not sure she died, man.
It. I didn't say that since she was dying. She had cancer.
Well, yeah, but she may have beat it.
Yeah, she might have.
Money talks! What?
You're ruining a good song. It's a good song.
I was on cue and on key. And it was key change. Key change. Just because he can reach the mirror doesn't mean he's ready for cocaine.
Yes, the little picture of a baby with a dollar bill.
Oh, you know, that reminds me, I need to call my wife because all of the cocaine we leave out around our babies.
Oh, yes.
That's everywhere.
That's why I don't have children, so I can just leave mine willy-nilly.
You know, I've been wondering why my son, who's 2.5, has been so rambunctious and, and so energetic lately.
Well, apparently he can reach the mirror now, so.
Well. But he doesn't know where the straws are. I'm just saying.
So one last thing on the Broncos, and we'll move on. Because I do have to chastise you for your terrible viewing habits on TV.
I have wonderful view it's having.
I believe over the weekend during the owners' meeting, John Elway said he didn't offer any specifics.
Habit.
He didn't say specifically what they were going to do.
Comfortable.
To do it, but he said, I promise you we will take care of our left tackle issue. And we were talking off the air.
Viewing said, habits.
What?
Whew. Sorry, I was stuck.
We were talking off the air. You were still saying that Joe Thomas trade with the Browns might be available.
That's apparent. Listen, I was listening to Joe Williams, and there's one thing I know about Joe Williams. No one has worked with Joe Williams as much as I've worked with Joe Williams and Irv Brown.
I was going to say Irv Brown's
worked with Joe
Williams
a little longer, but I've worked as much with those two guys as a lot of people.
You for years. Yeah, you worked with them for years.
And I'm just saying, like, Joe Williams is pretty, like, if you can get past all, you know, I mean, I like Joe, but you know, if you can get past all the bluster and stuff, he's got his pulse pretty much right where it needs to be in terms of stuff. And he's saying that there was a trade. It might have been someone else. It might have been Billy Besser, someone else who was on that show, said that there was a trade offer last year to get Joe Thomas from Cleveland for Shane Barrett in a second round. And they didn't want to do it because they didn't want to get rid of Shaq Barrett.
Well, and I don't blame him because Shane Ray.
Yeah, Shaq Barrett.
Yes, Shane Ray is a better player than Shaq Barrett. But
yeah,
but
Yvonne Miller
is
not some old guy. I mean, he's
no,
only
no, no.
28.
28?
27 or 28. Yeah. 28.
28. I understand that, but you've always got to constantly, you know, injuries happen and stuff. And that's what, and I don't think the Broncos knew that Shane Ray was going to become such a head and shoulder better player than Shaq Barrett until last year.
Well, I think that he was always the more high profile guy. I think Shaq Barrett was always,
he was a good player.
Shane Ray was supposed to be a top 10 pick until he got the marijuana hit.
And he's starting
and he's
to prove
played,
that
he's
he
played
can
like
be a
that.
Top 10 hit.
But Shaq Barrett, I mean, has made plays, but Shane Ray has made more.
So, I mean, you can make that trade. You can get rid of Shaq Barrett because you're right. They may end up losing him to free agency anyway. Why not get a tackle for the next 3 to 5 years and keep that Super Bowl window open? Because honestly, if we're consciously choosing to move forward with Trevor Siemian as our QB, Alex Smith-Lite, then we are going to need an offensive line so we can just run the ball down people's throats, because we cannot count on him, one, staying healthy, or two, making plays for this team to go to the Super Bowl.
Von Miller, 28 years old, yesterday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Since it's no longer copyrighted.
That's right.
Yes, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Von Miller. Happy birthday
to you. And many more.
Woof, woof. Especially in Broncos uniform.
Yes.
Please invite us to Club 58. Invite us to Club 58. Please invite us to Club 58. We won't take any pictures or say a word. Please.
Invite us to Club 58. I think that got our point across.
All right, man.
All right, so.
Okay, so I was upset over the weekend.
Because you were sick.
I was sick, and I missed my favorite show. It's the new open, the new season.
Please. I know what this is, but I just can't wait for you to tell the rest of the listening audience what your favorite show is.
Well, it's not my favorite show.
One of my favorite shows.
I love supernaturally kind of shows. I get that that's my weakness, and I get that there's a lot of junk. I mean, you know, the thing about it is I don't really like the recreations. I like where they actually go out and it seems real, or it is real.
Like, we're out here in the woods.
Yeah, with all these cameramen. Yeah. Okay. Because it seems real.
But you know it's not.
But it could be. A recreation can never be real because it's actors.
Okay.
And anyway, so my favorite show, Mountain Monsters. As my wife calls it, Hillybillies.
Hillybillies. I've never even heard of this show.
Mountain Monsters is fantastic. So,
where is it? Like, what network?
It is on Destination Unknown. So I think in
Travel
my
channel?
No, it's not on the Travel Channel. Destination Unknown. I think it's that one.
That's an actual network.
Yeah, it's in Comcast, it's 201. Anyway, so it's about the Appalachian.
Okay, continue.
Monster Hunter Society.
The Appalachian Monster Hunter Society.
That's probably what they're called, but they call themselves AIMS. And so I'm sure there's like some AIMS, you know, like.
It's
Appalachian Investigatorial.
It's Destination America.
Yeah, Destination.
It's a network.
So it's Appalachian Investigation Monster Society or something like that. And so anyway, they would go out and they would, apparently, according to Mountain Monsters, you know, highest authority, there's more sightings of like weird, crazy monsters in the Appalachian Mountains than anywhere else in the United States.
Do you know why that is?
Because
that's where they make
crazy.
Moonshine.
Yes, I'm sure.
That's where they make moonshine.
I get all of that. But I'm just giving you backstory. It's outstanding. So anyway,
I'm looking at the pictures now.
So they go, and they're like, you can't believe it. They're West Virginia's favorite sons, and they look every bit the part.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome. I mean, they're just outstanding.
They haven't shaved in
40 years. Oh, no, none of them. None of them. And one of the guys is only 30, and he hasn't shaved in 40 years. So they go chasing after these things, you know, and it's like the Wampus Beast or the Death Cat of Jersey Town or whatever. I mean, they all got these weird names.
Jersey Devil, the New Jersey
They did go after the Jersey Devil, but then in the last year, they started going after just Big Feet. And they had there's apparently different types of Big Feet. There's different clans of Big. I'm just saying there's different clans.
Isn't there a new show called like Killing Bigfoot now or something like that?
Yes. So, but see, this is, I am opposed to Killing Big Feet. Okay. However, what happened was as Mountain Monsters was going through all this stuff, all of a sudden they found that there was this other group that was chasing them and they actually
killed one of the
Big Feet. Killing Big Fuzz.
This is me banging my head on the microphone.
So anyway, it comes to this point where they're trying to figure out who killed the other Big Feet.
Nobody killed a Big Feet.
They have video.
Okay. you were so sincere.
Absolutely sincere. They have video of the whole thing. You hear the gunshots and you see them dragging something away. There's no way it could have been anything else.
Oh, my God. Killing me, man.
All these guys do is they want to make a big trap to try and trap these things. They actually trapped a hog. They tracked Hogzilla, and it turned out to be an 800 pig, the biggest thing they'd ever seen in West Virginia in the last 100 years. They cooked it up and ate it.
Let me ask you a quick question, because we're not done with this topic.
Oh, no, this is I love it.
you're an educated man.
Yes.
You have a master's degree.
I do.
From DU.
I do.
An undergrad from Ithaca.
Yeah. It's spectacular, man. Come on.
You have a good vocabulary. You like good music.
Yes.
You're
mostly
cultured and refined by
somewhat.
Most of people's opinions.
Yes. I can hold my fork with the right fingers, if you know what I mean.
What are you doing watching this tripe?
Shoot, there's nothing better than going and finding a bunch of monsters out there. I'm just saying.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up. And the girls love me, and I shall never go.